Reading from Romans 1, verse 20. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's July 8th, 2014. On the line with me is Julie Parenti, spokesperson with the Museum of Science and Industry. Julie, thanks for being available for this, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, and I'm revved up about this interview for three reasons. One, and first and foremost, I've been visiting the Museum of Science and Industry for about 45 years. In fact, it might almost be about 50 years, because back in grade school, even I think in kindergarten, many of the schools in the Hinsdale-Oakbrook area would do bus trips up to the Museum of Science and Industry, and also with my family and other friends throughout the years. I've probably visited there, I don't know if I could say 100 times, but at least once or twice every year, most of the past 40 or so years. So I'm excited to share with our Great News Radio listeners reasons to come to the Museum of Science and Industry this summer, or for that matter, anytime. The second reason, I was there a few days ago and thoroughly enjoyed it. In fact, there's so much to see that you can't even really do it in a day, but you can get some great highlights and really enjoy the time there. So that was wonderful a few days ago. But third, and maybe most importantly, I'm so revved up, I just finished a bowl of Lucky Charms and Cheerios mixed together. The drawback was we ran out of milk, so I had to use my 5-year-old daughter's chocolate milk to give me something to have in the bowl. So I'm kind of on a sugar high, but maybe that's what you need to absorb and take in all that goes on at the Museum of Science and Industry. So thanks for being available for today's edition of Mark and Friends.
Mark, thank you. I really appreciate this opportunity to talk with you and with your Great News Radio listeners.
Well, as I mentioned, I was there a few days ago and absolutely love my visits there. There's so much to see. You have ever-changing exhibits and new features. And so for our Great News Radio listener, maybe unfamiliar with the Museum of Science and Industry, and it's a real easy location to get to, especially from southern Illinois or driving up from central Illinois. You take 57, you get on the Dan Ryan, you head over one exit, and then you go right to the museum. But tell us some of the special summer offerings and things that are going on at the Museum of Science and Industry.
I'd be happy to. You know, the museum, I'm glad to hear that you've been such a fan for so long. You know, the museum has been around for over 80 years now. A little bit of history I think people may not know is that our building was part of the original 1893 World's Columbian Exposition. So we have a lot of history in this building, but what's so fun and exciting is that we always try to look to the future and keep kids interested in science with activities and exhibits that are very much fun and interesting and educational and looking to the future. A couple of things I'd love to talk about today. We've got two very special exhibits that are with us just this summer, so it's a great time to come out with your family and spend the day with us. One great exhibit is called Treasures of the Walt Disney Archives. I definitely think that this is a household name, and who doesn't love Walt Disney? So you can, in this exhibit, you can come and look through and experience 9 decades of Disney's rich history. You'll see props and costumes from some of your favorite movies, everything from Mary Poppins to Captain Jack Sparrow, from those great movies, Pirates of the Caribbean. There's a great part about the development of the Disney theme parks. You learn a lot about kind of the science and technology behind animation and how Walt Disney was a pioneer in making movies. And then be sure you do not miss the Animation Academy, which is a great chance to learn how to draw a Disney character. I like to tell people you don't have to know how to draw anything. If you can draw a circle, you know, you're kind of on your way to being able to draw some of the most popular characters like Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, Mickey Mouse is a classic. In fact, when we were there the other day, we went through that exhibit, and it's just so wonderful, and it brings back lots of memories, and certainly children of all ages, a lot of our senior saints, I think, would certainly appreciate this exhibit and the Museum of Science and Industry.
That's great. Yes, we definitely have seen, you know, families with multi-generational families going through and really enjoying the exhibit themselves. Another great exhibit that we have that's a special exhibit just here this summer is called National Geographic Presents Earth Explorers. Now, National Geographic is clearly known for, you know, exploring some of the most amazing places on Earth, and they take us there through videos and pictures because, let's face it, not all of us can get to these most remote locations. Well, this exhibit is a great chance to explore some of the wildest places on the globe by focusing on five different ecozones, so including polar regions, oceans, rainforests, mountains, and caves. And what you get to do is kind of see what it would be like to be a National Geographic explorer in all of these places. So through photography and interactive exhibit components and video, you kind of see the perspective of an explorer, but then you get to do your own hands-on experiences as well. I know we really enjoyed learning like what it takes to be an explorer in the polar Arctic regions. So obviously it's going to be very cold, so there's a really fun interactive there where you kind of test out what kinds of gloves and how you would protect your hands and your skin from some of this really cold temperatures that, frankly, we sometimes do experience here in the Midwest, don't we?
Yeah, a good old Windy City, Chicago.
Yep, so Earth Explorers is a great thing for kids of all ages and for adults as well. So there's definitely, you know, you can also do some very interactive things. You can climb aboard a submersible submarine. You can get on a air balloon and pretend to soar across the savannas. So again, it's a really very immersive and interactive exhibit here at the Museum of Science and Industry this summer.
And I loved the footage, all the filming of the different sites, just the photography, but it was just like, wow. And we got on the Jeep and sat as if you were on a safari where you saw the lions chasing after you or following along. And actually, we had a fun family moment. There was a guy sitting in that Jeep. When you enter in, you're given this Explore journal that you can fill out and then get certified and get a little certificate when it ends. But when we entered, there was a guy sitting in the Jeep and he would just blink. And I was convinced he didn't move at all. I was convinced he was like a robot. And I said, Holly, look at that guy. Doesn't he look real? And she goes, that's a real person. I go, no, look. He's not moving his head. He's not moving his face. And I was convinced for about 4 or 5 minutes, and then I walked by him, and he didn't move. And so finally, he moves his hands, and I thought, what an incredible animated robot. I mean, it's so lifelike. And then when he stood up, because I just finished telling Holly, my wife, I said, I can't believe how lifelike he is. And she goes, he's real. He's a human. And I go, no. And then he got up and walked away. I was like, oh, my gosh. So
that's great. He was enjoying his experience in the Jeep, right?
Yep, exactly. So anyways, it was very well done. And I know you have another special feature for maybe those that can't visit the Museum of Science and Industry. It's called something like putting together a science carnival at home or something.
Yes. So it is a program that we offer. It's called Summer Brain Games. So this is the third year in a row that we've offered free summer programming for families. You know, I don't know if you know this, Mark, and if your listeners might know this, but during the summer vacation, kids learn about 1 to 3 months of what they learned during the school year. So this is what they call the summer brain drain, right? So you're not in school, your mind's not as engaged in learning as it is during the rest of the year. So the Museum of Science and Industry wants to step up and offer ways that families together can keep kids learning and engaged through doing fun, hands-on science experiments. This year, we've decided that it would be fun to throw a science-themed carnival. So what you can do is you can go onto our website at msichicago.org/summerbrain. And if you sign up with us, then you'll get instructions for 8 different science carnival activities and games that you can then do. And the great part about this is all this information, all these instructions are all for free. And the materials that you need to do these experiments are things that you hopefully have around the house or you can get maybe with a trip to the store. We use a lot of things like tape and scissors. We use empty plastic bottles. We use pool noodles in several activities this year. We are using boxes. You know, so what we're doing is we're doing fun carnival activities like you can make your own bubble solution and then use pipe cleaners and wires and other things to make some different types and different shapes of bubble wands and learn about the chemistry of bubbles and why is it that, you know, bubbles always form the shape of a sphere even if you blow it through like a square-shaped bubble wand. So these are great activities, and you can build a fort out of newspapers that you roll up. You can make it big enough for kids to get into. You can make a skee ball game. You know, there's so many fun things that we want to make sure that families and kids are learning all summer long. One of the benefits to signing up for this program is that if you register with us on our website, you will get a ticket for a free museum entry ticket. So then if you guys want to come and visit us, you can use that to get a free admission to the Museum of Science and Industry.
And again, they can log on to msichicago.org. And then what's is it forward slash?
Summer Brain. Mm-hmm.
/summer brain, and you can put on your own special carnival. I think it would be a great activity, maybe a block party, or friends and family can all come together and work on this. I'm looking at some notes here, and I know for some of the boys, there's that launch, stomp, rocket, daredevils. Become
yes.
an engineer and design the fastest boat you can race.
Yes, there's lots of fun. We set it all up as one big event ourselves. We do think it would be great to do, as you mentioned, for a block party. Maybe you're having a barbecue in the backyard this weekend. So I think this could be a lot of fun for the kids. And the great thing about these activities is that the older kids can help out the younger kids with setting them up and playing these games. So it's great for people to do all together.
In case you're just tuning in, I have Julie Perrini on the phone. She's a spokesperson for the Museum of Science and Industry, a museum in the Chicagoland area I've attended personally for about 45 years. I absolutely love it. It's something I do once or twice every year and enjoy it and thoroughly enjoy it. Well, she's sharing a little of some of the reasons you should visit the Museum of Science and Industry in the coming days. And I also loved, when I was there a few days ago, the Omnimax Theater. And I think you're showing two different films. I watched the one on D-Day and thoroughly enjoyed it and learned a lot about Normandy and the invasion and how it all came together and what our government did to kind of mask or disguise, along with the Brits and others in World War II, to fool the Germans. And it was very well done. Tell me a little about the Omnimax and what the other films are and how long they'll be running.
Right. That's great, Mark. I'm glad to hear that you enjoyed our Omnimax film. And perhaps your Great News Radio listeners are aware that just this past June, we have celebrated the 70th anniversary of D-Day. So this is a very, reflective time, I think, to think about what that moment meant for America. So the film is narrated by Tom Brokaw, and it is just a great look at, the history and the events around D-Day and the Normandy invasion. So we offer two Omnimax films. So the other film that we are currently offering is Flight of the Butterflies, which is a fantastic story about the mystery of where the monarch butterflies go when they migrate. It's an amazing story of how these seemingly delicate and fragile creatures can travel thousands of miles from a forest in Mexico all the way up to Canada and then back home again. So it's a wonderful story about scientific discovery as you follow the story of the scientist who tried to get to the bottom of this mystery for so many years. So these are two great films that will be here this summer. And they're shown in our big wraparound domed Omnimax Theater, which makes it quite an experience because you're somewhat surrounded on all sides by the film, so it feels like you're really there as well.
And very comfortable seats, and you kind of sit back, and you have the visuals, like you said, 360 degrees all around you. You're looking up at the screen, and it's a beautiful setting, and just absolutely love it. Well, I'm glad that Lucky Charms and Chocolate Milk are kicking in, because there's a lot more to cover. There's the Pioneer Zephyr, the coal mine, the farm tech, the chick hatchings, the Henry Crown Space Center, the Toymaker 3000, the U-505 submarine, much more.
Yes, I was going to say, don't forget the U-505. It's also the 70th anniversary of the capture of the submarine.
Now, tell us some of your favorites. I've listed some, even the Main Street. I love the old films, the black and white, even some of the silent films. And you can have ice cream cone and take an old-fashioned picture. There's so much to do. What's maybe some of your favorites? And then give us some of the highlights. The chick hatching, I absolutely thoroughly enjoyed that. Little Esther got to see the little chicken pecking his way out, and then he hatched, he climbed out, and so we saw the whole process of later in the day where he was walking, and I know that's one of the favorites. Do you have a personal favorite? And then maybe give us some highlights of what people can see and experience.
Sure. Yes, I do. Well, certainly, I have to say the U-505 submarine is definitely a favorite of mine. There is this moment in the exhibit where you turn the corner and you see the submarine for the first time. Perhaps some of your listeners have not been to see the museum in a while, and we used to have the submarine on exhibit outside, but many years ago we moved it to a beautiful, wonderful indoor gallery, so it is much more immersive. You can get really up close to the submarine, so it is a fantastic way to kind of revisit this old favorite. But another one of my favorites is definitely one of our newest permanent exhibits, and it's called Science Storms. This is where we have our 40-foot tall indoor tornado. We have a lightning coil that sets off a million volts of electricity several times an hour. We have a huge avalanche disc so you can watch an avalanche form, and a tank where you can set off a tsunami wave. So this exhibit is a fantastic way to understand the physics and the science behind how different weather phenomena happen.
And what I love,
I definitely think you should not miss Science Storms when you're here.
What I love also about the Museum of Science and Industry, maybe as compared to the Field Museum, is the fact that not only many times it's very interactive and you can press buttons and there's motion and movement and filming, where the Field Museum has many animals stuffed and it's kind of like you read a lot of plaques, but like at the tornado area where they're making it, they have children or guests come in, they stand in the tornado, there's a guy that talks all about it, how you can differentiate what's a tornado and how do you know precautions to take. So there's a lot of teaching at the Museum of Science and Industry that I so appreciate.
That's wonderful to hear, Mark. I really appreciate that. And one last thing I wanted to mention that we offer, which I just think is one of our kind of hidden gems, is as part of your general admission ticket to the museum, we offer probably 14 or 15 different live science experiences that you can do for free with your admission every day. So you can watch our chemistry show in the rotunda where we, you know, set off fire and make some explosions. You can go and dissect a cow eyeball and learn about how vision works. You can help our scientists as they make ice cream using liquid nitrogen. You know, we do different science theater shows. We do hands-on activities like making slime. You can learn about your fingerprints. So like you mentioned, you know, we are very much about an active experience when you come to the Museum of Science and Industry. We want you to learn about science by doing science.
And again, if you want to find out more information, ticket prices, directions, or transportation, you can go to MSI, which stands for the Museum of Science and Industry, MSIChicago.org. Now, talk a little about the coal mine, because that's another favorite of many.
Yes, the coal mine exhibit was here when the museum first opened in 1933. So it's a great part of our history, as well as, I think, a big part of, you know, what happens in Illinois as a state that does coal mining. So this is your chance to kind of experience what it would be like to be a coal miner. You know, you'll go down an elevator shaft into a coal mine. You'll see what kind of tools and equipment and how that process of mining has evolved over the years. There's even a quick little short train ride that's part of it, because that was part of how they would get around in the coal mine. So, again, another really nice kind of immersive and experiential opportunity in the coal mine.
Another aspect that's so fascinating about the Museum of Science and Industry is how it was built, how they got the airplane in there, even the history behind like that submarine and how it was captured and all the different things that you get to learn about and experience, but the building of the Museum of Science and Industry and how they got things in there is pretty
right.
Incredible.
There's a lot of engineering there, and that's a big part of science. So, yes, we have a real 727 in the museum, and it's hanging on our balcony. So in order to move it inside, they needed to take off the wings of the airplane, and then when it came through one of the doors, they had to remove a couple of the columns temporarily so that we could fit it in and then put it where it belonged. There's a really interesting video in the U-505 exhibit that is also available on our website where you can see how they lowered this huge submarine into the exhibit, because it's an underground exhibit. So it's almost like a Jenga game, right? You know, the wooden sticks that are crossed into like a tower, and you take out one at a time to kind of slowly make this lower down. So it's just an amazing feat of engineering to think about how these real exhibits, these real artifacts like a submarine, we have a space capsule, we have an airplane, we have a couple of trains, you know, how we got them into this building so that people could experience them really up close and personal.
Yeah, I love that. Miniaturized train, or actually different trains that cover a quarter section of the lower area of the museum, and then you have just so many other different things. The farm tech, we have so many farmers here in central Illinois. I got to get on a combine, got some good pictures from there, and all the different things that you can experience and enjoy. I'm sure you don't know this, Julie. A few years ago, you had a special Eat, Sleep, Science at the museum where you candidated people from not only all over our country, but the world. People submitted applications to live in the museum and experience it for a month and then report daily.
Yes. Yes. We did that 2 years. It was called our Month at the Museum, where we picked two different people to spend a month kind of doing everything that you could imagine here at this great museum.
Well, I worked really hard. I submitted, because you needed to submit a little video on yourself, and I think a 7 or 9 different pages of information. And I was hoping, I was like, oh, I would love to have been that person. And I'm thinking, thank you, God, it didn't come together, because I don't know how I would have pulled off all my radio work. I was thinking I could still do my morning program from the museum and pull the overnight shifts. But the first year I followed the one person, it was a woman, and, you know, she slept one night in the submarine or out on the roof or different things that she did and blogged on it each and every day, and it was just fascinating. So, Great News Radio listeners, the Museum of Science and Industry is a great outing for the family, for friends. Take your small group and head up to Chicagoland. You have food there. I mean, you really can spend the whole day inside, thoroughly entertained, fed, rested. There's so much to do.
Right, exactly. I mean, and we also have convenient indoor underground parking. We have a food court and other snack areas. Of course, there's some great shopping, lots of fun science toys you can buy while you're here. So we would love to see the Great News Radio listeners come on out with their families for a visit this summer.
Well, thank you, Julie, for being available. I should let our listeners know, no, I'm not getting paid for doing this. I just absolutely love the Museum of Science and Industry. Think it's a great outing. Lots of learning that can take place. It's a lot of fun. It's so interactive. You won't get bored, and you can't even accomplish it in one day, but it's worth trying. So if you want to find out more, stop by msichicago.org, msichicago.org, the Museum of Science and Industry. Highly recommended here from somebody that's visited there for about 45 years. Well, thank you, Julie, for being available on today, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends.
Thank you, Mark. I really appreciate this opportunity.
All right, take care.
Thanks, Mark. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this Great News Radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.